You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We've still got plenty more Michigan-Michigan State talk to go today. We'll talk to Joe Rexroad later in the day. But right now, I want to go with a little high school basketball. Playoffs kicking off on Monday. Welcome back. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley. And right now we're joined by Jeremy Sampson, WILX-TV here in Lansing. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem, Dave. Scott, how are you guys?
Good, good. So let's start off with what I think is the most intriguing district, which is the one at St. John's. You've got Okemos, East Lansing, St. John's, Lansing, Waverly. What is your feelings about this district? Are there any teams that are sneaking around here, or are we looking at basically Okemos and East Lansing really, and Lansing Eastern really controlling this district?
Well, you call it the most intriguing district, and it is by far. I mean, you've got those three teams, and you throw Waverly in there as well, who had won, I think, 13 straight before losing to East Lansing on Thursday night. So it is going to be the most interesting district. I mean, when you look at the opening game, Okemos and East Lansing, you've got two teams that last week were ranked in the top 10 in the Associated Press poll. They played twice already this year, with East Lansing winning two games, one by 6 and one by 8 points. And you know that old adage in basketball, it's always tough to beat a team three times in one season. And that's what East Lansing is going to have to try and get done on Monday night. But really, to me, it's wide open. I mean, you've got four teams in there that I think could easily win any district in the state of Michigan. And unfortunately, three of those teams aren't going to be playing after Friday night, and only one's going to survive. So the team that does make it through there, you know, has a chance to make a deep run here in the state tournament.
Do they decide districts before the season starts? How exactly does this work that they would end up with four teams this good in one district?
Yeah, they're drawn up geographically, and the MHSA changes those districts, you know, every two or three years that they end up getting drawn up a little differently. I mean, you have some local teams like a Grand Ledge, Mason, and Holt have to go to Battle Creek. So, they're drawn up a little differently. Sometimes, you know, Holt and Grand Ledge end up being in the same district with East Lansing, Waverly, and Eastern. So they are done before the season, and they're not the same from year to year to year. Every two or three years, the MHSA shakes them up a little bit.
Talking to Jeremy Sampson from WILX-TV here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Jeremy, who's your favorite in that St. John's district?
I wish I had one. I really don't. I mean, to me, Eastern was very impressive in the way that they beat Sexton on Tuesday night. I was at that game, and LaDante Henton was unbelievable in the first quarter. I mean, he made his first 8 shots, had 21 points alone in the first quarter. You know, he should be named Mr. Basketball.
And when do we find out who Mr. Basketball is?
That's coming up in a couple weeks. And we'll find that. And again, I think he's the favorite to win it, but I don't get a vote, so I'm not going to help decide that. But it's, you know, to be honest, I can't pick a favorite because any of those four teams will have to play at least two difficult games against, you know, one of those other four teams in order to win it. So when you're talking about having to play not just one difficult game, but two, it's honestly too hard to pick. All I can say is that when Eastern's out there and Eastern plays defense the way they did against Sexton, and LaDante Henton's on the floor for you, he is the best player on the floor. And I think you have an advantage in high school basketball when you have the best player on the floor.
Okay, we know about LaDante. For other fans who would want to go out there, and this would be the district to go to watch,
right,
who are some other players that they would want to see?
Okemos, you've got Chris Harrison Docks, the junior, who's being recruited by many Division I schools. He's been offered at Butler. You've got Mac McKerney, who's a senior, who's very underrated, I think, in my mind. He's a really, really good player. East Lansing's got Devlin Bell, who's just been a dead-eye shooter from three-point range. I joke with Steve Finnemore all the time that, you know, his shot never touches the rim. All it does is go straight through the net. But East Lansing is very balanced. They don't have one superstar. But Devlin certainly stands out. And, you know, Waverly's got Skylar Moore, who is a very, very good player. Rashawn Carroll, I know he injured his ankle and didn't play in that game against East Lansing, but they've got two really good players in those guys as well.
Talking to high school basketball with Jeremy Sampson, WILX TV. Jeremy, let's talk a little bit about the Lansing Catholic District. What are your thoughts on that district?
Well, I think Sexton's still the favorite. Honestly, I think it'll come down to a Sexton-Lansing Catholic final when you look at that. And could Catholic knock off Sexton? Sure. Sexton went 17-0 before losing a couple games down the stretch and then winning their last regular season game to finish 18-2 in the regular season. But you look at the way that they're balanced and the speed and athleticism that they have. Of course, they've got Denzel Valentine, the junior, who's already verbally committed to Michigan State, and Tyron Wade, the big fella who can beat you inside and outside. Sexton's got to be the team to beat there.
Jeremy, the main question that I really want to know, last year we watched Sexton get to the state finals. I know Eastern was great, played against a tough Kalamazoo Central team. Is this the year that Mid-Michigan gets a champion, and who has the best shot of doing that?
You know, that's a great question. You know, having to win six or seven games, depending on, you know, whether you get a bye in the districts or not, is never an easy thing to do. The only thing I can tell you is that I think at some point we will have a representative. You know, who that is, I really think the team that comes out of that St. John's, you know, district has a chance again to make a long run. I still think, you know, although Sexton has some deficiencies, when you look at that team that went to the state finals last year and lost to Country Day, they have a chance to make a run. There are some smaller schools that have a chance as well. You look at a team like Fulton in Class D, or, you know, maybe a team like Pawoma Westphalia in Class C, a couple of smaller schools there that can make a run. But Mid-Michigan is always represented in one way, shape, or form. You know, when we get to that semifinal round over at the Breslin Center, there will be somebody there. And really, I guess, if you want me to give you the best shot, it's probably the team in Class A that comes out of that St. John's district. You know, the CAAC Blue has been such a good conference for the last 10 years that it seems like it's been a different team maybe every year. You had Okemos with Jonathan Jones that went, you know, to the finals and lost. You had a whole team that won a state championship. You know, East Lansing's been there recently. Teams in the CAAC Blue have been really good and had a chance to make a long run for sure.
Jeremy Sampson, WILX TV, will be joining us as we talk high school playoffs. Jeremy, we appreciate it, man.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
All right, enjoy your weekend. Jeremy Sampson, WILX TV. Coming up next, I want to talk a little bit about journalism etiquette from Sports Illustrated. It's coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.